Bonjour, bienvenue au Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Hi, and welcome to the annual Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. From March 6th to 22nd, Canadians from all across the country are celebrating French heritage and culture, and are recognizing the contributions of every Francophone community. Vive la Rose is an 18th century French song about unrequited love. The chorus goes, Vive la Rose et le Lilas. Long live the rose and the lilac. It has been interpreted several times, and here we are listening to Émile Benoît's interpretation and his final recording of his career. Although he is mostly known as a fiddle player, he also sings, as we can hear now. Émile Benoît was a fisherman by trade, and yet he was also able to popularize Franco-Newfoundlander folk traditions. Émile Benoît composed several hundred fiddle tunes. In an interview for the Globe and Mail, he described his fiddling style as a little bit of Scots, a little bit of Irish, a little bit of Quebecois, and a little bit of French, all mixed together. He hailed from a small francophone community called Black Duck Brook on the Port-au-Port Peninsula off the west coast of Newfoundland. But these Franco-Newfoundlanders are not Acadians as you might suspect. Their origins lie with the continental French fishermen who settled them, and it's more related to Norman or Breton French. Their special dialect of Canadian French is endangered now. This is mostly due to the prominence of English and the contact with Acadian French. For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, visit their website at rvf.ca.